right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Unscripted Unlimited here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. I am, of course, your host for this evening's festivities, Doug Hummer. We got a full house here at this particular point in time. Of course, joining me, Eric is here.
What's up?
Yeah. Making her first appearance in a while, Karen is back with us.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Formerly of the Web Cave podcast, now he just does shows whenever we ask him to. Bobby is here.
What's up? What's up?
And, of course, Bobby's other half, Danielle, is joining us as well.
Hello, everybody.
And joining us for the first time, if you follow them on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and any other social media platforms they happen to be on, from the Toy Stash and Toxic Toys, we have Chance here.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And I believe, Amanda, are you here?
Oh, does she know?
I think that's her number.
She should be on there.
All right.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. Well, Chance's other half, Amanda, is on as well. So once she's able to hear me or once I'm able to hear her, we'll get her feedback as to what's going on. All right, so basically what we're doing tonight is we are counting down the top 10 most underrated cartoons of all time. As according to the ballot that I handed out to several people and that I also messaged several people on Facebook, we had, I think, over like 75, 80 ballots that were passed and that were handed in. So we're basically – tabulated all the votes and we got ourselves a top 10. Now I'm pretty sure that everybody that's on this show really probably has not seen most of these cartoons. As Bobby pointed out to me like 20 seconds before we went on air.
I've seen them. I just got to dig deep and remember.
Yeah. Technically,
some of these I've never even fucking heard of before, dude. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, a few of them that I put. So basically, the list that I got, a lot of it came off of IMDb. They called them underrated, so I'm like, all right, cool. But then I had to condense it because I didn't want to use like 112 options. So
makes sense.
Yeah. So I narrowed it down. So out of 68, here's the top 10. But before we get into that, Chance, I'm going to throw it to you first. In your just like honest opinion, not even really taking into account like what's on the countdown or whatever, what would you personally consider to be the most underrated cartoon of all time?
Well, I'm a little biased in it, but for me, the 1990, I think, Swamp Thing cartoon series. Anybody remember that?
I actually do remember that.
I've had a really terrible intro.
I don't know anything about these cartoons, and I remember that.
It came on a VHS tape, as so many of these cartoons did with their companion toys and stuff. And for whatever reason, I had that one, and I just watched the shit out of it for like a year and a half, 2 years straight, until it gave out or we moved and I lost it or whatever. But and I'm pretty sure it was only like the first episode, because that's how those tapes were, so I didn't even see the rest of the shit. I think I tried to watch it when I was more of an adult, and I was like, "Ah, this is a hard rewatch, man." But it was super underrated. They could have done a lot with that toy line and that show, and they just squash it. Sucks. Shitty one to watch die.
Right.
In my humble opinion.
Right. Yeah, I can understand it. Amanda, if you can hear me and if I'm able to hear you, same question.
She can't, so she can't talk on her. On her phone for some reason. It's not letting her. Why won't it?
Can you guys hear me right now? Yeah, I can.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, we'll just do it this way. Hi, everyone. How's it going? I don't know if it's necessarily like an underrated show, but like definitely my favorite cartoon was always Ed, Edd n Eddy since I was like a little bit.
What's on the list?
Well, even better. Even better. It's not underrated because it's glorious. It's a great show. It's beloved by all, but it'd probably be Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Okay. Eric, I'll throw it to you.
Probably Recess.
Recess. All right. Well, that's another one that's on the list. All right. Karen, we'll throw it to you. I mean, you are the veteran of this
panel. Yes. I go way back, and some of them that people aren't even going to remember. But my favorite cartoon show of all time is Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay.
That's a good show. I used to watch that with my dad a lot. That and Pink Panther.
Oh, yeah.
One
Syndication
Little
Yes, Everywhere.
Or something like that.
You know, those,
yeah, I remember the
those
anger.
Were awesome. I don't feel that the Jetsons and Flintstones are really underrated.
No,
they might have been underrated when they first. Yes, those were very, very popular. But then there was shows like Magilla Gorilla, Snagglepuss, Huckleberry Hound, you know.
Oh, Huckleberry Hound. My dad used to watch
Brothers,
that with me, too.
Yes, and Wally Gator, and, you know, Tennessee Tuxedo. Like, there's just, it goes on and on. Some of them were popular, but a lot of those were not real popular. They did not withstand the test of time.
Right.
But
I
they
agree
were good.
With Rocky and Bullwinkle being underrated because, like, I think it came out too ahead of its, or I guess the words are too ahead,
way ahead
of its time.
Of its
like,
time.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So,
Dudley Do Right was
about
just absolutely
choice.
The best.
Right. Danielle, I'm going to throw the same question to you. Like, it doesn't even have to be a cartoon that was on the list or on the ballot or anything, but in your humble opinion, what do you think is the most underrated, you know, cartoon of all time?
It's a mashup between two because they were two different cartoons as one cartoon, but it's the Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain. I think
okay.
that cartoon is
oh, nice.
Awesome with its artwork. I think it's awesome with, like, it's got crude humor in it and, like, raunchy kind of humor, and it's way too, like, much for, like, little kids if you pay attention to it. So I like that I was young and watching that, but I love the Animaniacs, man. I have always loved the Animaniacs. When I seen it on the list and Pinky in the Brain, I was like, I don't know which one to fucking choose.
Right. Well, and it's actually funny, like, when I, like, the, like, original draft of the ballot, like, I was going to include Animaniacs on there, but then, like, several people had reached out to me, and they're just like, because remember when I had you pick, like, the ones when I said, hey, look, I've got, like, five spots left to fill, but I have these, and I'm looking at which one should I do?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was other people that I messaged Danielle, and they're just like, Animaniacs is not underrated. Like, if you put it on a list, people will vote for it, but it's not underrated. It's probably...
That's how I feel about Ed, Edd n Eddy. Like, how the hell is that cartoon underrated? Like, every kid I knew was watching that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I was following, you know, what these lists that I had seen, because it wasn't just IMDb. Like, I was looking at all these other underrated cartoons.
Like, yeah, like, why is that show on the list? Like, even Powerpuff Girls was. And I was like, are you kidding me? My mom used to buy me Powerpuff Girl wrapping paper. How is that underrated?
Yeah.
That's what my Christmas gifts was.
Doug's getting all the heat.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
How dare you, Doug?
They had Powerpuff clothes for girls. My daughter used to wear Powderpuff outfits.
Dude, I was called
and, like,
Buttercup
boys.
In school. Like, I fucking love that shit. I was Buttercup for Halloween one year. Like, I love Powerpuff Girls. I still do, and I'm 30.
Wasn't that the green one? Wasn't she the green
yeah,
one?
Yeah, Buttercup was green. Yep. Blossom Bubbles.
That was
Buttercup.
My daughter's favorite, too,
green.
Buttercup. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Because she was a little badass. Don't fuck with her, man.
That was my favorite, and I was also her as Halloween one year.
It's like that's the best one, man.
So, all right, Bobby, I'm gonna throw it to you because I'm pretty sure you're the only one I haven't asked that hasn't given me an answer yet.
All right. My personal opinion, the most underrated cartoon of all time, in my opinion, was A Pup Named Scooby-Doo. But my personal favorite cartoon of all time is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay. Yeah, SpongeBob.
With one respect,
you can definitely not call SpongeBob underrated.
I was going to say, if that fucking dude ended up on the list, I'd be like, Doug, you need to like calculate this, dude.
I knew I was going to. The funny thing is that, like, when I was handing these ballots out at work, they're looking at me like, one, you know, half of these we've never even heard of, and the other half should not be on an underrated list. And I'm like, look, I did read.
It's a hard list.
Yeah. But, like, the one that I feel is personally underrated, because a lot of people don't talk about it, although I see figures for this show all the time. As a matter of fact, Chance, you actually, in one of the YouTube videos that you guys did, I actually saw you bought a couple of them, was James Bond Jr.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That's my James.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never even heard of that cartoon.
Well,
yeah, I never heard of it. I guess it is underrated.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, it only made it this season. It's another one of those one and done. It didn't do very well. But a lot of people remember it because it's heavily syndicated in certain areas and stuff, certain call channels, you know.
Yeah, that's
like
how I felt about
stuff.
That's how I felt about A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, because they only ran like one or two seasons.
Yeah, and like,
yeah,
Eric, what about your choices?
I felt like that show was on forever, dude. I didn't really like Pup Named Scooby-Doo. Like, Scrappy irritated the shit out of me whenever he was on screen.
Yeah. Well, Scrappy wasn't part of A Pup.
No, Pup Named.
Well,
no, it was just Scooby as a puppy.
Oh, it was Scooby-Doo. Oh, I'm thinking of the wrong cartoon. Oh, dude, I fucking love A Pup Named Scooby-Doo when they're all kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good show. That's a good one.
Yeah, and Eric, you said
they're like, it worked for Muppet Babies, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
and even Looney Tunes, they even brought out kids ones where it was like baby
Looney
Tunes.
I remember that one with all the animals.
That was a good cartoon, too.
Yeah, and, like, also, too, because A Pup Named Scooby-Doo kind of came out around the same time. Like, they had Tom and Jerry Kids. They had Flintstone Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, all three of those were on the list, and only one made it, and we'll get to that in a little while. Eric, you said that your number one underrated, you think the most underrated was Recess, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I just wanted to make sure. I got everybody. All right. Without further ado, so what we're going to do is I'm going to reveal the cartoons at the number that they're at by playing the theme song. We're going to talk about it for a few minutes, and then we're going to move on, and so on and so forth. But the number 10 most underrated cartoon of all time, just barely making the list, and I had to run a tiebreaker for it. But here it is. All right, so number 10 is Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. They just barely made the list. They just barely beat out King of the Hill.
And that's okay, because it was
God damn it,
pretty popular, depending on where you were.
Yeah,
like King of the Hill, I grew up in Florida. That was a popular cartoon around my area.
I sell propane and propane accessories.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't classify that as underrated, because everybody I knew and everybody they knew were watching King of the Hill.
Right.
Did y'all watch the new Chip and Dale movie? Did you watch
the movie? It's a movie I haven't seen.
It's good. It's good.
I might have seen Chip and Dale once.
Isn't that a newer cartoon?
When I was a kid, but like, it was just kind of irritating. Like, I wasn't the kind of kid that watched those kind of cartoons.
Right. I mean, I kind of grew up, so like,
I watched them all. You sound like Theo Von. I don't know if you've ever been told that.
I sound like who?
Theo Von.
I tell him that all
Theo,
the time.
Theo Von, dude.
Yeah, like I'm literally picturing him talking, and it is fucking matching.
It's the accent, right? Yeah, I'm from.
Are you from Tennessee?
Yeah.
No,
where
I'm
from
Kansas. From Kansas.
Oh, it's close enough.
Flat, but I've lived there.
Oh, I've been to Kansas.
A little bit of all the shit. It's flat. Very flat.
I'm from Tampa.
From Tampa,
all right,
or Kansas?
We got off track. Tampa, all right. Florida. That's why King of the Hill is known in my neighborhood type shit.
Okay. All right.
King of the
Hill. Isn't that still on?
Oh, it's
King of the Hill
like replays.
On?
I don't think
I mean,
there's new episodes.
It's
okay.
Still running
like,
in syndication.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. Number 10 is Chippendale. Now, Chance, what year were you born?
85.
Okay, so... All right, so you're...
His name's Theo.
Yeah. anyway. All right,
damn,
so dude. You know, so you're basically around, you're around mine and Eric's age. So you kind of grew up with this cartoon, right?
Oh yeah, this was everywhere when I was like 5, something like that. Yeah, it was
yeah.
everywhere, man. I think
yeah.
we had whatever the Disney Channel came on cable. I remember having that and thinking we were like the shit. Nobody else had that.
Yeah, because I think for the longest time, I think Disney was actually considered like a premium channel like HBO and all that. And then finally,
yeah,
it made the transition, which I was
I think that's
about,
all we
I
had, though,
because
they were just, they got it for me, so I would shut the fuck up and sit down. They're like, just buy
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, and the funny thing is, and by the way, this is the first of, I think, about four Disney cartoons that made this list. And of, like, the more popular ones that were back in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, because they had this, they had Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, and obviously DuckTales, which was the more popular of the four. What'd you say about Darkwing Duck, Chance?
I think Darkwing Duck was the best out of that list.
Yeah.
For me, personally. Like, DuckTales was good. And I think it was a little bit older than Darkwing. Darkwing was a spinoff of DuckTales, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like that one because I was obsessed with Batman. That was around the time the Batman, the animated series was out, and those were those are amazing.
Yeah.
Those are like the old Fleischer Superman cartoons from the 30s and 40s.
Right.
I watched DuckTales a lot when I was a kid, and I always liked the Christmas episodes. But DuckTales was pretty fun.
Yeah. I mean, and DuckTales, you know, DuckTales was, I think, the one Disney cartoon I didn't put on the list because I don't think DuckTales would be considered underrated.
No, nah, it's super popular.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. I don't think that's underrated.
Yeah. But...
Neither.
Now, Karen, have you seen Chippendale Rescue Rangers, like, at all? Like, did your kids watch them when they were little?
Yeah, I think I saw it once or twice. Yeah, I think I did see it a couple times.
Chipmunks that wear a hat and shit?
Yeah, they have
Green Ranger hats, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have, they hang around with Monterey Jack, who's a mouse, and Gidget, who's, I forgot what she was, but, you know, they formed, like, the Rescue Rangers, and they were solving crimes and all that, and I watched a couple episodes this morning, where I've been...
they were based on OG Disney characters that used to be in little shorts,
yeah.
like alongside Goofy and Pluto and stuff.
Right, but, Amanda, were you a fan of this particular cartoon growing up?
Like the DuckTales one?
No, Chippendale.
Oh, no, not really. I wasn't like a super big Disney kid myself. I was a weird kid. I like to watch like the monsters and stuff.
She was born in 92, so she was a little bit after, because that was like 87
yeah,
or something, right?
Yeah, I was
right?
born in 93. I wasn't a Disney kid either.
Okay.
Yeah.
My brother and me.
All right. Now, Bobby, I would ask you, but I'm pretty sure I already know the answer that you probably did not watch this.
No.
Nope. You're right, Dougie. I don't know a fucking thing about this cartoon, bud.
I'll have the same answer, too.
All right.
I know the movie. I'm not the...
Right. Yeah.
Isn't there, like, a newer cartoon called Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers on Disney?
No,
it was a movie.
Oh, okay. It's a movie. It's, like, super new.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, though. It's funny.
All right. So let's move on to number
nine.
Yeah. Is it at the back of the list here? Yeah, here it is. All right. Number nine is this one. Number nine is Beetlejuice. I don't know how many phone speakers we just... How the hell was that so loud?
That was fucking loud as
shit.
But
I had to yank my earbud out quite quickly.
Yeah, I turned mine all the way down.
I mean,
I know, dude.
Eric, what the hell? I mean, you downloaded all these.
On YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's different audio.
I did.
YouTube shit.
Yeah. But
Dougie's over here trying to turn this into Helen Keller.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Okay.
All right. Number nine, if anybody can still hear at this particular point in time, number nine was Beetlejuice. And Amanda, I'm actually going to start with you because for some reason I think this cartoon might actually kind of be in your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I have, like, the whole comprehensive 80s Kenner Men on Card in box, like the whole Beetlejuice set. I have everything that I can find of Beetlejuice, I have it, and it's in my living room and my kitchen and my bathroom. I think it's kind of taken over the house at this point, would you say?
Yeah, she stole my DVD
what he
box
does.
Set of the series.
Yeah, as soon as I saw them, I said, they are mine now.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, I know because I've seen the because I've seen the figures out there, mainly because I've seen people, you know, like, post pictures of them on Facebook, probably in your guys' groups.
Yeah, it's in Toxic, probably, and stuff. We do games with them. She'll, like, start an alphabet game, like, here's this particular figure thing, post one that starts with a B, and we use a bunch of the Beetlejuice ones.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you guys did that the other day, right?
2022, I completed it.
Yeah, we just did something like that the other day. I think I just used a picture of one of them today for something else, too.
Yeah.
But I love that show. This cartoon was a goat.
Yeah, and
we're both all about
this
it.
One, what's funny about this one is that it's a cartoon that's loosely based off the movie, and it might not have had a long run. I think it ran for a couple of years, and maybe it had like two or three seasons. But I remember watching it when I was younger, because for some reason. You know, when I was little, like, my parents wouldn't let me watch the movie because they said it was too scary for me, but the cartoon came out, I was allowed to watch that. And I remember
it actually had four seasons.
Huh?
I said, this actually had four seasons. This went on for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, so it's one of the – because I remember it was part of, like, a Saturday morning lineup with a pup named Scooby-Doo – and I think Ghostbusters, and I forgot what else was on there because I just saw the YouTube video for it the other day. But it was part of a ABC Saturday morning lineup till it moved over to Fox, and it was one of those. But it was one of those cartoons where, like, it was loosely based off the movie, but you know, it was probably. I mean, I thought it was a fun show. I mean, and as somebody that actually likes cartoons better than I like movies. I actually liked it better than the movie when I was finally able to watch the movie.
Oh, wow.
I definitely did when I was a kid. Do you, Amanda?
I like the movie personally, but that's for sentimental.
Yeah, I like the movie.
Well, no, Amanda, I'm not
a kid
growing up. Like, that whole block of hours, like the Scooby-Doo and then Beetlejuice, like all the spooky shows, one right after another, that was perfect. I still blame that on how I dress as an adult now.
That's Fox.
Oh, it's Fox. Okay, when he said ABC, that's why I was like, I think the other show he's talking about is Goosebumps.
Yeah, no, Beetlejuice did move, at some point they did move to Fox, I think, for either the last season or two.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
It was a good
that.
Show. I enjoyed watching it.
That it went to Fox or something for like the last couple seasons.
That's according to what it said. That's according to its Wikipedia.
That's why I was thinking Goosebumps was around it, but I think Doug was saying
something about ABC.
Or... I don't know, man. I can't think that far back.
But it was
a good show. I enjoyed it. Me and my dad used to watch it all the time. My dad was the one who showed me because he knew I loved the movie so much. And I had pajama sets that were the cartoon Beetlejuice. And I had Beetlejuice sheets. It was pretty cool. I love Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I don't think I have it now because I think a lot of those toys got lost. But I remember having a Beetlejuice figure when I was a kid. Because, again, I liked the cartoon. And I usually tried to, convince my mom and dad to buy me, figures of cartoons that I actually watched. I don't remember like what happened to it because a lot of those have probably gotten lost over the years because that was like over 30 years ago. But I remember liking it when I was a kid. Eric, did you ever watch this?
I watched the movie. There's another one I watched the movie.
Okay.
Over in the cartoon.
Gotcha. Karen, have you ever seen the Beetlejuice cartoon?
No, I have not.
Okay. Robert?
Love the movie, though.
That's a big negative, Douglas.
All right.
Oh, my gosh, Bobby.
Me and Bobby are like...
Yeah. All right, let's go to number eight.
I'm glad Beetlejuice made the list because I feel like it's one of those cartoons that, like, even though it was popular because of the movie, I don't think a lot of people talk about it. A lot of people talk about it very much. All right, number eight is just in case anybody couldn't tell what that was because there's no lyrics to that theme music, number eight is Dexter's Laboratory.
Fuck yeah, it is.
What, Bobby?
I love Dexter.
How do you think that was me?
It was me, Dougie. I said, fuck yeah, it is. I love Dexter's Laboratory. My name's Danielle, and my mom would call me Dee Dee. Like, that was my name growing up. What does this button do? That's what she says to me all the time.
I'm a little offended that Doug just called me a woman. Not going to lie.
I should be offended he called me a man.
I apologize to both of you.
This is kind of one I skipped over a little bit because I only got to see it during summer vacations.
All you need to know
for
is
like
that Dexter's
a weeks
mom
of time.
Was a straight fox.
I remember all. I remember the, most of it.
100%. Surprised they only had two kids.
See, this part
right?
I actually did watch.
This bitch was sick.
See, she might have been sick, but no one would be as sick as Miss Incredible.
No,
that's a special kind of sick right there.
Yeah. Miss Incredible is a whole new level.
God.
Well, all right, so this is
I agree.
This is the first of three Cartoon Network shows to make the list. Well, the other two are coming up a little bit later on. But this one, I think, is actually one of the first Cartoon Network shows I ever watched. Because I really didn't know much about Cartoon Network.
Network at the time, because I don't think we actually got Cartoon Network till like 96, 97.
For some reason. But I remember watching this again, like Chance, like I didn't start. I was usually able to watch it during like summer vacation or whatever, because that's, because with Cartoon Network, a lot of those the original shows wouldn't come on till like 11:30, 12 o'clock, at night.
I remember when the first two Adult Swims came on. I was like 10 or 11, and I was like, oh, what's this shit?
Yeah,
Adult Swim on. Oh, but yeah, but I came in until like on Johnny Bravo.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, Pretty Mama.
Dexter's Laboratory too. Probably. I'm trying to remember some other ones. I can't. And Two Stupid Dogs.
Cow and Chicken. I know was another
one. I love
that
show. I tried fucking telling Bobby.
Wasn't Kim Possible then too?
Kim Possible was
Disney.
The what? Kim Possible what?
Disney.
Is that Disney? You said?
Yeah.
Yeah, Disney.
Oh, wow.
Like that's early 2000s.
Because that had the graphics of, like, a Cartoon Network.
No, that was all Disney.
Yeah, it did. It was real similar.
That was Disney, yeah.
So,
but I see how you're seeing it similar with the round eyes and, like, the sharp angles on the nose. I know what you're talking about. That's actually very true.
Yeah, she did have that kind of look.
Yeah. Bobby, I'm sure this is probably one you can chime in on, right?
Yes, I have seen this cartoon.
All right.
Now the key is ask him if he likes it.
I did like this cartoon. I did watch Dexter as a kid.
Yeah. I mean, he was one of – see, I always found it kind of funny. And my brother actually says he's just like – you, because we watched it, a while back. And the interaction between Dexter and Dee Dee, my brother said to me, he goes, you do realize that that's you and our – and our sister, right? My younger sister, Mindy, because it's kind of like the same, I'm trying to do stuff and she's trying to do whatever she can to, sabotage whatever I'm doing. I mean, I wasn't like trying to build bombs or anything in the basement, but.
I think if you had a brother and a sister, it was Dexter and Dee Dee, especially if the whole family household was watching Dexter's Laboratory. Because like my parents would sometimes sit down and watch these cartoons with us. That's why my mom knows who Dee Dee is, and even closer. Like, so I think, like, if you got a brother and a sister, it's immediately Dee Dee and Dexter. I'm having a hard time remembering his arch enemy.
I remember, it's the neighbor kid.
Yeah, it's like
It's like Mandrock or something like that.
And he's
like,
ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
My favorite part of
Dexter's
lab
right?
was the monkey.
The monkey?
What?
Who's the monkey?
Yeah, his pet monkey that he had. He appeared in shorts during it, and sometimes.
Oh yeah.
My favorite Dexter episode is when Dexter has to go in Dee Dee's room, and it takes the entire episode.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
He's in territory he's never been in before, and he's got to deal with a bunch of girly shit. And I think it's when they're having. Dee Dee's having a sleepover, too, so he's got to be sneaky about it. It's funny as shit.
Little sneaky-ass Dexter. He's like, I got to go
get
this today.
And then they have fake Avengers. It's like a Purple Hulk and, like, a Surfer Thor. What were they called?
The Justice Friends.
Yeah, the Justice Friends.
Yeah, they lived in that little apartment. They were like, called, like, the Muscular Arms or something like that.
It was
I
like
can't believe I remember,
cartoon,
I remember all
Dexter
this shit, to be
this.
Honest with you.
Yeah,
that's
the
hilarious, actually,
Thor
the Muscular
like,
Arms. Like,
Thor was a surfer.
I can't believe I remembered that, dude. I haven't watched this cartoon in 20 years.
And instead of the Avengers or the Justice League, even though they looked exactly like the Avengers, they went with the Justice Friends. Like, I remember that shit, man. Those were good episodes. Sometimes Dexter had to interact with them.
Now, Eric, did you watch it? Karen, did you watch the show at all?
I remember the name. I don't think I ever actually saw it. Because I think I'm getting it confused with Teen Titans in my head.
You might be. All right. Yeah.
Teen Titans were awesome.
Teen Titans was later on.
Did you watch Dexter's Laboratory at all, Eric?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've watched it.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Eric's only ever watched baseball and basketball.
Sounds about right.
Pro wrestling.
Yeah. We don't
need pro wrestling.
That's a different show.
Hell yeah.
Amanda, did you watch Dexter's Laboratory at all?
Absolutely. I love that show.
Yeah.
There you go. That was a Cartoon Network kid.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to be, because, and the funny thing is, and I always talk about it on whatever cartoon shows we do, like, you know, you're either Team Disney, Team Cartoon Network, or Team Nickelodeon, and I thought there was going to be kind of like this big, like, battle between, like, the Disney shows that were on the list, the Cartoon Network shows that were on the list, and the Nickelodeon shows that were on the list, and, like, this list is pretty much ruled by Disney and Cartoon Network. Like Nickelodeon,
yeah, because
got no
Nickelodeon's
love
a goat. They don't have any.
Yeah, they dominate.
Yeah, Nickelodeon was awesome. It's not underrated.
Yeah, not at all.
I was
they were smashing the market.
Kid.
Yeah,
I fucking love Nickelodeon. Pretty healthy relationship with Nintendo as well. Our whole family speaks in SpongeBob both.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, I do feel like I need to bring this up. I was going to bring it up at the beginning of the show, but I forgot. But I read somewhere that today is actually National Video Game Day.
Ooh.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
nice.
Red Dead as soon as we get done.
Didn't you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to play
it. Yeah, I told Daniel about it earlier. I thought when I came down and told Daniel, I thought he was going to be on the phone with Bobby because I was going to tell Bobby, too.
Oh.
But.
Dougie, yeah, I already knew that.
I had a feeling you would already know that, so I didn't think I was breaking news to you.
That's fine.
I feel like I shouldn't know that.
Yeah. All right. Number 7. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number 7 is Tailspin. And to be honest with you, this was actually my least favorite of the Disney shows.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, right? How? It was such an adventurous show.
Man, I loved this show.
Yeah,
I mean,
never even heard of it.
Never heard of Tailspin? Oh, man, it was great.
I have not.
They're following on all the DuckTales success and all that stuff, too. And they're like, let's just pound another one out.
I seldom. I have no emotional attachment to Tailspin at all.
Oh, my God.
That's where we have an idea for it.
Launchpad McQuack, man. No, that's Blue. That's a different... That's a different show.
Bear in the Big Blue House.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, believe me.
So, like, my thing about Tailspin is that I was more a fan of Darkwing Duck and DuckTales. So... I kind of like that stuff.
Checks.
I mean, I still watch Tailspin. Like, I actually had an episode, like, my mom taped an episode of Tailspin for me, you know, back when I was, like, 5 or 6 years old. And I remember watching that particular episode, whatever one it was, like, religiously. So, like, I did watch it when I was a kid, but, like, I just thought that Darkwing Duck and DuckTales were better.
I didn't watch
Tailspin religiously like as a kid, but when it was on, like, I didn't mind watching it, and I did chuckle at it. Like, it never bored me.
Yeah.
And I always thought the bear that was in it was the bear from the Jungle Book. That's just what he did after all the story was done in the Jungle Book.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It's the same bear, same character.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What were you going to say, Eric?
I was going to say there was some characters from all three of them in the same Tailspin.
No. Tailspin had nothing to do with Darkwing Duck.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
Darkwing Duck and DuckTales were connected.
They were connected.
But
the other one was full on Jungle Book. It had Louie in it and a bunch of other ones.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching. I was watching a couple episodes the other day because I remember the first couple of episodes of the series were actually it was like a four-parter, I think. I think it was a continuing
Doug,
story.
Doug, I think I know what you're talking about, dude. I think I've seen that too.
Yeah, because it was I forgot who the villain was, but there was a point where
Colin, right?
I think so. It escapes me off the top of my head, but there was a point where Baloo thought he was being betrayed by Kit, the kid, but the kid was just trying to save everybody. And it was like it was this four-part thing, and I remember I watched that four-parter a couple months ago, and I was just like, all right, it's not bad. Again, it wasn't my favorite of the Disney shows, but I mean, I could see where a lot of people might say it's underrated.
Yeah, for sure, I can see
it
being on the list.
So the bear really was the bear from the Jungle Book?
Yeah, a bunch of the characters were.
Oh my gosh, I did not know that. What the fuck?
I think Sarah Collins
is kind of cool.
Also the bad guy. If I remember right.
I believe so. Karen, do you remember Tailspin at all?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
That one is one that escapes me.
Okay. Bobby, I already know you said you don't remember it.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
I have to
hear
what
year was it?
90? Or
89?
Yeah,
or
early
90s.
90?
Yeah,
90.
Yeah,
I'm the
youngest one here, so that's probably why I've never watched it.
Yeah.
Nikki wasn't born until 95, and at that point my son was into Transformers and Voltron and G.I. Joe and those, so yeah, there was nobody really watching them.
Okay. And Amanda, you said you weren't a fan of Tailspin either, right?
No, that was never one I liked at all.
Okay. All right, so let's move on to number six. And this one, actually, this is Disney's third representation on the list. Yeah. All right, number six is Recess. Eric, since you pretty much almost just did a cartwheel, I'm gonna start with you because I know this is one of your favorites.
Yeah,
a new show that we're doing. We actually watched the pilot episode of this.
Yep, and it got back some memories. I remember TJ with TJ.
Yeah, TJ.
And
TJ, Spinelli, Vince, Big Mikey, Gretchen, who's kind of the nerdy girl.
And then
the big-ass glasses.
Yeah.
The teacher, and then the sidekick.
Yeah. And then Gus, who came in. He was the new kid.
Yep. And that the pilot episode was really good.
Yeah.
We won't spoil what we talked about.
So. Yeah. That'll be a show that'll be coming out next week.
Yep.
Nice job with the peak plug.
Of course.
But, all right. Danielle, you watch.
Dougie?
What?
Good. My name's Chris. What's up?
Oh, okay. All right. Did you watch this show?
Yeah, I fucking love Recess. It came right on, like, I fucking love Recess. Penelope, I think, if I remember correctly, the
Spinelli.
Asian bitch with the beanie. Oh, yeah. She was my favorite, dude. And I also liked the geeky girl because she was, like, I loved her glasses.
Yeah,
and I liked how soft-hearted the big kid was.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember their names right now.
Yeah.
I love Recess. I never changed it when it came on.
Well, listen to our episode next week.
Yeah. Will you quit? We'll plug everything at the end of the show, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I had to get it out.
I don't really blame you. You'll get paid at the end of the show. Anyway, Bobby, did you watch Recess at all?
No, I did not watch the show, but I have heard of it.
Yeah, disappointing you, Bobby.
All these shows are out of my time, man.
Yeah.
I'm too old for this. I think I was probably working full time.
Were born in 85.
Yeah, so I was, no matter what, I was probably working. It was like, nah, I'm good, man.
No, this was, this first came out in 97.
Oh, really? Ooh, skipped it somehow. Just straight over it.
Oh, wow, never mind then. That isn't my time. That was born in 98, so that isn't my era.
So I would have been like 11 or 12. Yeah, I would have been losing interest maybe in like, I don't know.
Yeah,
because really,
I think
still
like once you get to
stuff.
Once you get to about 12, 13 years old, it kind of, you're still kind of watching cartoons, but you're watching more of like the cartoons that are meant for like teenagers.
Yeah.
Older kid
cartoons.
Yeah. Amanda, did you watch Recess at all?
I did watch Recess, and I also liked Spinelli as a character. She was funky and punky and adorable. And
the
I loved
beanie
her.
Lady?
Yes.
Okay.
And you don't fuck with her.
She was spicy.
Oh, God, no.
I love this dude.
Yeah, and Randall was a little jerk. He reminds me of the little purple monster from Monsters, Inc. The little, like,
oh, yeah, the Randalls. They're two both
Randalls. Yeah, Randall, he was a little fucking twerp.
Yeah,
he was the
exactly.
Was the
fuck Randall.
Right?
Yeah. Hashtag fuck Randall.
I remember. Yeah, he was the stooge for the teacher for Miss Finster. I was watching the episode this morning where they had to conduct the experiment where they had Spinelli and TJ kiss. And that was. And
that's
like,
late 90s kids programming for you.
Yeah. And like TJ, came in, he dressed up, he was wearing a suit, and Spinelli, like Gretchen actually had to chain Spinelli to a chair to kind of do her hair up and all that. And they were going to put lipstick on her, and Spinelli's like, if you touch my face with that lipstick, I'm going to break both your arms.
Yeah, it sounds like Spinelli.
Yeah.
She was a badass.
Yeah.
Well, I liked her. Don't fuck with her.
No, God, no. Now, Karen, this might have been around, Nikki's time frame, so did she watch this at all?
She put that down on her list.
Okay.
Because I actually have her list on my phone still. And she put that one down on her list.
Okay.
So she apparently did watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard. Like, I watch it. Well, I probably don't watch it a lot, but I watched it quite a few times, obviously, because I have Disney Plus, so I get, able to kind of go back and watch a lot of those. All right, number five.
Got five.
Yeah. Bobby, we might actually be heading into one that you might be able to talk about a little bit more. Yeah.
It's about fucking time, Dougie.
He's just sitting there silently.
Yeah. right. Number five was Batman Beyond.
The serotonin I just got from listening to that music.
I know, right?
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about Beyond.
That's honestly how I felt when I heard Dexter's. I was over here, like, just dancing.
Yeah.
It almost, to me, it almost kind of sounds like a mid-90s wrestler's, like, generic theme song that they would
like
pick up for guys that were, like making their debut.
Yeah,
they had a bunch of them that just had, like Extreme Ghostbusters, Men in Black, that one.
Yeah.
It was all kind of like that, all very throwaway theme songs.
Yeah. Now, Bobby,
was I correct
or incorrect, Bobby, when I said that this might be one that you know?
You're really very correct, Doug.
Okay. Well, yeah, I figured that this would be one either because, one, it's Batman. Well, I mean, a different version of Batman, but.
It was on his list because I remember we told each other our list, and I was like, of course you put Batman on there.
Yeah. And this was one of the ones, like, I remember, like, when this show first came out, and it was part of the WB Network, or what was the WB Network at the time. Part of their Saturday morning lineup, and I remember, like, I watched the show and I was kind of a fan of it, but also it was at the point too to where, like, I think it was almost on the same time that Recess was on, so I had to pick between the two, and I usually pick Recess.
Yeah, some of the character designs were, like, funky in Batman Beyond.
Yeah,
I think the Joker, I didn't like the Joker. Yeah, there's a lot of weird. Or no, I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of the Batman, maybe.
Batman Beyond has a lot of black.
Yeah.
And black and red. And
yeah, yeah. No,
wait. You don't like Joker for, like, fucking Mark Hamill's Joker from the animated series?
No. The one I'm thinking of, it had, like, dreadlocks. It was a future, so.
I can't remember what it was, but it was
like the Batman or something like that.
Yeah,
those,
I know,
like,
what
real quick
one about.
Two season ones. I didn't like that. I thought that was a little funky and shit. They were changing. It was just weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't think I watched Batman Beyond.
I think it was called Batman Adventures.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
It kind of brought in a whole new generation of Batman fans. Like, my brother, that's what got my little brother into Batman. Like, I loved Adam West as a child because I was my dad's, you know, and I just watched whatever he would watch, which would be a lot of the older stuff. But, like, him, that was his intro into Batman and made him into a Batman fan. That's cool.
Growing up a lot, I was a lot of Superman animated series, Batman the animated series, and all the Justice League and the Justice League Unlimited cartoons. Like, those were my shit when I was a little kid.
Yeah, those are the best. I still watch those all the time.
I still do, dude. I still watch them, too. And the 90s Spider-Man cartoons.
Yeah, I was more... You know, I myself was also more partial to Batman the Animated Series. That would probably be in my top 10 favorites. I mean, I did, like I said, I did like this one, except for when it would run up against Recess. I would obviously pick Recess over this. But Amanda, did you watch Batman Beyond at all?
Me? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I was, anything that was Batman, I was watching.
Okay.
Me too.
Can't really go wrong.
Yeah.
I felt like this show was also ahead of its time as well because of the fact of the younger Batman, Terry McGinnis. He was a young kid and teenage kid who struggled with a lot of mental issues, which is more of a modern issues with children versus back then.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that was like a big, like, focal point of that series was like the mental illness and the deprivation and shit of children and substance abuse and shit like that.
Right. You think it'd be, like, relatable for, you know, like, kids in that, you know, that age bracket and stuff, or when that was, but I don't know what caused them to have such low viewership, but that's why they canceled it, because the viewership was so bad. But I loved that show.
And it became, like, cult classic.
I think at the same time, it's people were so diehard to, like, their original version of Batman, they got confused and didn't like a different version. Like a different Batman. I don't think people were ready back then to accept Bruce Wayne's not Batman right now.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true,
yeah.
Too.
That definitely makes sense.
Scary.
Because people nowadays, dude, they'll still fucking outrage and bitch and shit if it's not Bruce Wayne. People still flip out.
Yeah, like you're not a, like so, back then.
Not my Bruce Wayne.
No one wanted to adjust to like a new variant of a superhero once it's been established. But now we live in a time where as long as there's variants, it means that characters never die. So it's definitely ahead of its time as a cartoon.
Right. Now, Karen, I don't know if I'm correct in assuming this or not, but because it doesn't really seem like Nikki's kind of cartoon, but did you know Batman Beyond at all?
No, the only Batman that I remember is the TV series in the 1960s.
Okay.
With Adam.
Oh, Adam West.
I love
him. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Doesn't age well, but
which
good stuff.
Oh, it doesn't age well, but
alone.
It was so campy, and the criminals were just outrageously funny. It was a great show, though. It was very entertaining. But as my children, especially my son, has educated me on the real Batman according to the comic strips, DC comics. So, yeah, that was taken way out of context. So I had the totally wrong impression of Batman. Yeah.
Yeah, he's dark and mysterious.
My dad
my
has
grandkids
a story
and my
from the
son.
Riddler.
Yes?
Go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay. Frank Gorshin? I think his name was from the Riddler on the TV show.
Is he the
show?
Dude who plays the Riddler in the Adam West one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my dad said, if I remember the story correctly, because it's been told to me a bunch of times, but it's been a while. I don't know how, but my dad and my grandfather were like at some kind of like stop with their work truck, and they noticed that the actor who played the Riddler was coming out of the store, and my dad was doing a shout out to him, trying to get him to say hey and stuff, and they actually like talked for a few moments, and then my dad asked him if he could do something that the Riddler does, and he jumped up on my dad and grandpa's work truck on the hood and like squatted down and got into like the position that he did in the show and shit, and he got all crazy and went right into the character of the Riddler, and then he jumped off the hood and he just ran away.
Oh, that's so funny. That's really cool.
I can't remember what city it was in, but and then my dad's told me that story like my whole life. I just can't remember it well right now, but he like totally got right
into
character.
Great.
It was like when actors
that's
were
crazy.
Cool with their fans before it was like get out of my face type shit.
Wait, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, so let's move on to number four. Here it is. All right. Number four is... We use that as the intro, so I'm not going to play the whole clip again, but...
it's the Powerpuff Girls?
No, it's the pup named Scooby-Doo.
I know, Doug.
Oh, you're kidding. I couldn't tell that.
Yeah, good Lord, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
I got what you were saying.
Yeah.
So far, there's not
I was trying to no-sell it. Anyway, so number four is a pup named Scooby-Doo. Bobby, you talked about this earlier, about how it's one of your all-time you know, one of your favorites. So I'm gonna start with you. Number four. I mean, do you think that number four is kind of a good place for it, or do you think it should be higher?
I don't think it should be considered underrated, but I understand why it is. So I personally enjoyed that cartoon a lot, but I think it's
Bobby.
A decent spot for it.
Yeah. I personally did like this cartoon, and like going back and watching it because it's on Tubi. Going back and watching it throughout the week, it's just like, you know, when you're a kid and you're kind of playing along at home trying to help solve the mystery or whatever, like, you're not really paying attention, so you're just kind of like making dances. But now, like, when they're saying, do you know who the monster is? And it's just like, yeah, it's kind of obvious. It was funny seeing them as kids, you know, Fred being kind of the idiot, and Daphne being like the spoiled rich girl, Velma being kind of awkward and, you know, and smart. I mean, I personally like the show myself.
Not better than the regular Scooby-Doo.
No, the regular Scooby-Doo is like in the class of its own.
Yeah.
But Karen, did your son watch A Pup Named Scooby-Doo?
No.
Okay.
That one he didn't watch. No.
Okay.
I think I might have caught one or two, though, because I think they were out. I think Nikki, they might have been, you know, once in a while you on these, like Nickelodeon or something, or one of these other cartoon shows, they show something nostalgic, you know.
Right.
But no, I didn't.
Right. Chance, did you watch A Pup Named Scooby-Doo at all?
Yeah, I actually wasn't a Scooby-Doo fan at all, but I tolerated this one. I remember being able to watch it and liking it. It was okay. I think it was one of the, I don't know if it started on Cartoon Network, but I remember watching it on there, I think, during the daytime, around, like, I don't know, 95 or something like that. So I probably came into it way, way late, but it was okay. It was the one that I could tolerate. From the Scooby-Doo stuff, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, now, Amanda, you were talking about this earlier because, you know, we had brought up how it was kind of in the same lineup that Beetlejuice was on. So I'm going to, and you did say earlier that you were a fan of this, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I love any Scooby-Doo. I love all of them. And then it's like just when you thought the friendship between Shaggy and Scooby could not get any more wholesome. It's like, oh, great, now they're hungry and also children that are adorable. It's the cutest thing ever. Anything that was like a spooky show as a kid, I ate it up. So naturally, I just saw this as like another little spooky little show. And I was like, yep, I'm going to add that one to the list, and I love this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily think that I was much of a, I mean, of like the three that, you know, came around that time, like the Jetsons, the Flintstones, and Scooby-Doo, like those original shows, I'm always going to say that I'm a Flintstone guy, but I liked Scooby-Doo. Like I saw, like, you know, I watched the pop.
Yeah,
I
agree.
A lot of the.
Yeah, I love Scooby growing up. I would actually have to take back my SpongeBob comment earlier and have to say the original Hanna-Barbera Scooby-Doo is probably my favorite cartoon of all time.
Yeah, and a lot of people would think that.
I grew up on that, like, religiously. That was, like, always playing in my room when I went to sleep growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
And I 100% I agree with Theo Von when he said that he didn't like Scooby-Doo when, like, the originals, like, the Pup Named Scooby-Doo, like, was awesome. It honestly took a Pup Named Scooby-Doo for me to like the original Scooby-Doo. And
right.
I became picky with my Velmas, and my favorite Velmas are the original Velma and the Velma from A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, because I feel like that really is her as a little girl.
Right, and she was just
pretty accurate. I agree. That's accurate.
Yeah. And I remember, like, in the pilot episode, when somebody stole Shaggy's bike, and Velma actually got knocked down, and her glasses fell off, and she couldn't find her glasses. And you see Scooby, he wasn't necessarily very heroic very often, or if at all, but he swung in on the rope, and he got her before the monster could get her. And then he swung across the rope again and actually, you know, put her over by where her glasses are so she could find her glasses. And I was just like, way to go, Scooby.
it was just, you know,
to me, that was just
can't
like
see
all right.
Anything I you know I relate to the not being able to find your glasses thing.
Yeah.
Me
all
too.
Right. So
my glasses.
I can't find
my glasses.
But yeah, no, I.
And I don't care what anybody has to say. Okay, I hate how Daphne has to be the fucking hot one. She isn't. It's fucking Velma.
No, I mean, not
Velma
in full
is
life,
the
man.
I would agree that they're probably both equally hot, just in different ways.
I think
yeah.
Daphne
yeah.
just gets too much attention.
I'd
like,
have
we
to
get
say
it.
The
You're
live action
skank,
Velma,
but Velma
was a bad
fine.
Girl.
I do have
exactly.
Yeah, calm down, Daphne. She does have cute shoes.
Right.
I know,
Eric,
right? Let me borrow them.
Eric, Eric, you said you had a question. What's up?
What made the difference between this Lego Scooby-Doo and this?
I mean, well, the biggest difference is that they're...
The
you know,
art?
Oh, okay.
So,
and
that's
the art,
the biggest
like,
difference.
The art was all, like, done how every other cartoon, like, was of that time. But Scooby-Doo art, like, those were paintings in the background. Like, that took a lot more technique and style of artist to get that kind of artwork done. That's something that I appreciate in the older Scooby-Doos is the background because, like, that's fucking paintings that they turned into a cartoon. But, and then a pup named Scooby-Doo is just, like, basic cartoon, like, Garfield art.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But, all right, so we're in the top three. So without any further ado... Number three is...
Ed, Ed, Eddy!
Number three, Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Probably one of the most popular Cartoon Network shows.
But how is it underrated?
Because it could have been rated higher.
How is it not rated higher? Obviously, Theo, I get the concept.
Yeah.
I
found a loophole.
I actually saw that one.
Yeah. Now
that's funny.
Bobby,
you thought that one was pretty popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how the hell is this underrated?
It was on the list, Danielle. That's all I could. It's like
every fucking child watched this show.
It was another Only Summer
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know
me.
Nikki
I wasn't
did.
Big on it. I didn't have. We were too poor for Cartoon Network.
See, I would.
I only saw it at Grandma's.
I would have to say this cartoon shouldn't even be on this list. And I felt like this of all the Cartoon Network cartoons, this was by far their most popular one.
Right. Well, and Bobby, I know that you probably watch this and were probably a fan of this because Ed, Ed, and Eddie to me is you, my brother, and Tyler Skidmore.
Dude, I got grounded from this show as a kid because I ran around my house like Ed with my hands behind my shoulder. And my parents grounded me from watching the show.
Well, that's just, that's inhuman.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
Harsh.
It's retarded. It's not harsh. It's
yeah.
fucking retarded.
It was funny, dude.
Yeah. But
it's Ed level fucking retard.
Yeah.
I love that show. Ed boy.
Butter though.
But Amanda, did you watch the show?
This was my absolute number one favorite show as a child.
Did they try to make me rewatch it recently?
Yes. I love, like, the Atomic Era, like, stylings of the artwork and the clothes and everything and just, like, the kind of, like, the old school, like, ideology, but in, like, such a stupid, campy way is adorable. And then the way that they set it up, like, I don't know if you guys have ever, like, probably not because you're normal humans, but, like, if you ever deep dive into the conspiracy theories behind it and everything, it's like, where are their parents? Purgatory. If there's so much to go into with the show, I love the art style. I love everything. It is great. And the music, it's just all like set in the 50s, kind of, but it's like also set in modern day. It's so good. I love it. I do not have enough good things to say. And the video games were good. It was all good. It was
video games? Absolutely.
I remember the video games.
Yeah, Chance, I think
you don't need to feel alone, because like there's mad conspiracies on that, and I'm with you on it. Do not feel alone.
Yes. Yeah, there's all kinds of weird
I made him
with
watch
that.
A bunch.
I remember as a kid that I watched the show for the very first time, and I remember after I watched it, I went up to my parents and I was like, "What's a jawbreaker?" Because I wanted to try a jawbreaker.
Oh God, yeah.
And I really, and like for the longest time until I actually got one, like I really thought they were that big.
It's like, this isn't what my dreams told me at all.
Yeah, like this isn't the size of a basketball.
I don't know if any of you have ever seen the movie, but there's like this murderous movie out there with these girls from high school, and it's called Jawbreaker.
Jawbreaker.
And they would kill people with the jawbreaker and like leave it in their mouth. So like when after I seen that movie and I would go and watch Ed and Eddie, I'd be like, man, these motherfuckers really don't know what they could do with these jawbreakers. And it was just weird seeing jawbreakers in a cartoon light, and then
but
I just seen it and, like, caved into somebody's mouth, like, 30 minutes earlier. But I always
was probably
like,
took inspiration from Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
There was an Ed, Ed, Eddie movie.
It probably
behind,
was, to be honest.
Spooky murder mystery-esque as well.
Thought, yeah.
It was a good,
we
such
used
a good
to have,
teen, scary movie. Jawbreaker is good.
We used to actually have jawbreakers that were called all-day jawbreakers. They were so big, and once you got to the middle, there was a piece of gum in it.
That's what my
huge.
Mom and Dad
they
said.
Almost...
It would take you, like, days to get to it, and there were so many fucking layers, like, you couldn't even count the
yes,
colors.
Different colors, everything. It was really, yeah, we used to buy them.
I'm like, we watched
at
Ed
the candy
and Eddie
store.
The day, like, fucking buy us one.
We got gypped. We didn't get any giant
jawbreakers.
I was always scared shitless of jawbreakers.
I love jawbreakers.
I was afraid I was going to choke on
you just lick on them, dude. You just take a week straight and eat that jawbreaker.
Nah, I'm an instant gratification kind of fan. I want it now.
See,
when you first...
I agree with Theo Vaughn.
When you first started licking them, you couldn't fit it in your mouth. You had to lick, like, the sides, almost like an ice cream.
That's probably why I gave up.
And
I was like,
honestly, it was so relieving when it got small enough you could just put it in your mouth and just be like, all right, I don't have to hold this fucking piece of candy anymore. And you can just literally, the best part was when it just fit. It sounds so bad.
Because you kept the wrapper because that way you always put it back in the wrapper in between licking it.
Yeah, I never
liked it for a while, then you put it away.
Sticks. I liked when they were by themselves. But yeah, you would use the wrapper as like a wrapper so your fingers were getting sticky. Jawbreakers were fucking good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised I have never hurt my teeth on a jawbreaker because I pushed some pressure points when I was a kid and like my teeth were strong. But they're good.
But they really could break your jaw.
Yeah, they're jawbreakers.
Yeah.
Let's see if they can do it. That's what I wanted to
know.
Like,
none of that sounded good to me as a kid. I was like, I don't want any of this. Like,
oh, it was so
good,
man.
Got the time into it. It tastes like shit.
It didn't taste gross.
I didn't like them. I just couldn't do it. Maybe I just never had the right one. Maybe the right one never came my way.
So you never been to the center of your jawbreaker?
No.
Oh, I have multiple
I just assumed
times.
It was
my
more
ones,
endless
they
jawbreaker.
They put sour-ass powder in the middle.
No, there was gum. There was gum in the middle.
Yeah, no, I never got
one. Sometimes
I
would get one
I've
and it was like sour-ass powder. Oh, I love jawbreakers. Your guys are making my mouth water. I haven't had one in a long time. But Edna and Eddie's a good show. I like Jimmy. Me and Bobby are always like,
anyway.
Oh, Jimmy was ridiculous.
I'm trying to stick to the podcast, Theo.
all right, so... with that in mind, and again, Ed, and Eddie is actually one of my brother's favorite shows, and I was trying to get him down here, but he might have just he's either taking a nap or he's just ignoring my message.
Sleeping.
Yeah, but all right, so let's move on to number two, and here we go. Hold on, I pushed the wrong button, and I still pushed the wrong button, and yeah, here we are.
We interrupt this program to bring you Courage, the Cowardly Dog Show! Starring Courage, the Cowardly Dog! Abandoned as a pup. He was found by Muriel, who lives in the middle of nowhere, with her husband, Eustace Bay. Yeah. But creepy stuff happens in nowhere. It's up to Courage to save his new home.
Stupid dog, you made me look bad.
All right, so this is actually, like, this and Dexter Laboratory were actually, like, they were probably my two favorite shows on Cartoon Network. So, but I don't know. I mean, I think that this, I don't know if I would necessarily consider this underrated or not, because this is probably another one of the more popular Cartoon Network shows.
Thank you.
Bobby, what's the...
Yeah, I don't think it, I don't think it's underrated. Great show, though.
No, they had a lot of their merchandise and, like,
Spencer's
and stuff.
Yeah, but they probably didn't do as great as they wanted them to. I don't. I remember seeing it later, really.
I love it.
Never remember seeing it in, like, prime spots.
Yeah.
But I always dug it. There was, like, a crossover recently with Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I actually have the Courage Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I know what
Scooby-Doo
you're talking
hat.
About, dude. I've seen that. I think it's a movie or something where Courage, yeah, it's Courage and Scooby, and they fucking have to mix.
Yeah, yeah. It was an animated movie. I think it was on, like, HBO Max or something, but it was good.
Yeah. I started
I
like
it, Scooby-Doo, but
I didn't finish it.
Right.
I want to finish it. Yeah, it's the two most iconic cartoon dogs.
Yeah. I'll have to check that out later. Yeah. All right, Bobby, what say you about this show? Is it underrated or
not? I watched Courage, but this is a hot take. I thought this cartoon was terrible. I did not like this cartoon in any way, shape, or form, but I have watched it several times because it always followed Scooby-Doo and Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Fucking suck.
But I never liked the show. I never understood the hype of why everybody thought it was so good. I'm honestly surprised it's even considered underrated about how many people in my life said that they religiously watched this cartoon.
Okay. I mean, my opinion's not going to change of you, but Danielle, what did you think of Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Dude, I love this fucking show. Like, I love
Courage the Cowardly
Dog.
Are you dumping
Bobby
live on air?
Oh, this is holding off the marriage until he admits it's one of the greatest Cartoon Network shows there is.
Well,
we agree.
I'm just kidding, Doug. Good Lord. Yeah. But, yeah, dude, I love Courage the Cowardly Dog. My favorite episode is the ones that fuck your mind up, like the one where the alligator came into town and he was turning Eustace and Mariel into fucking dolls, and, like, he had a bunch of dolls in the back of his truck, so that means he's been killing people this whole time. And I hated when the audience laughed by itself because, like, no one was there, but it sounded like the room was full of people, and that shit was just creepy as hell. That was the scariest episode to me.
I don't think I remember that one, do you?
No, yeah, that show was terrifying. I loved it.
And the second scariest episode was the one where Eustace took Courage to the diner to have a hamburger, and they had motherfucking, like, two people in the basement. That was a weird episode.
I like the fox.
There was I was watching an episode last night, and it was this woman, she was she came in and she said that she was like a new neighbor or something. And Eustace went out to her van because that's where he got good reception for his TV. And like, she kind of just made herself into like a new Muriel so she could go steal a diamond. And Muriel got blamed for it. And the, like the cop is just saying, it's just like, oh yeah. The cop is just blaming her. It's like, oh yeah, you know, she's, we have your glasses, you know, we find your driver's license, your birth certificate and all that. So we know it's you. And then like, but it's just like, dude, and your, you know, your husband was in the back of the truck. So we know it was you. And it's just like, she's sitting in her living room. Yeah. The lady looks like her, but you know, there is a little bit of a different, you know, color skin tone or whatever. I just remember being
Muriel's doppelganger.
Yeah.
Now I remember that.
I know which one you're talking about. Remember when Muriel gets fucking possessed and it's basically an exorcist? episode, and it's like, good Lord, this is a child's
like an
action show. His head is turning around. Like,
yeah, that stuff was dark. A lot of it was really dark.
It was really cool. I know, that's why I loved it. I don't know why. And I loved the art, man, the art, how it was cartoony and it was real. Like, that shit was good.
Yeah.
Creepy Fred. Creepy Fred was another fucked episode. He liked shaving things, and he trapped Courage in the bathroom to shave him.
Oh yeah. Shit was weird.
Freaky Fred, and he was like, "And I'm naughty." And then he would just like his entire mouth would just open up with teeth because he was smiling. I was like, "Oh my god, this
I forgot about
a
that
cartoon." I love Courage.
This is a kids cartoon.
Yeah, this is a.
This was a kids cartoon.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, the 90s was the Wild West with that stuff, man.
Yeah. I love Courage the Cowardly Dog, though, dude.
Yeah.
It's a good one. And if you actually think about it, like, I believe, since Amanda likes to believe in cartoon conspiracies, one of the theories with Courage is none of the shit actually happened. What the cartoon is trying to show you is the perception of the dog. So, like, they live out in the middle of nowhere because that's all he knows. Random people are showing up to this dog's house, and the only people that are in the house are Mariel and Eustace, so he has to protect them, so that's why he's constantly trying to save them. Like, and he doesn't know these people, so that's why they're scary to him. Like, the Freaky Fred episode, being trapped in the bathroom, being shaved, could have just been a simple grooming experience, but what you guys saw and what we saw was how Courage perceived it.
Oh,
I have
okay.
a dog,
that
and I agree with that 2,000%.
It's the dog's perspective. He's a scared fucking dog.
Yeah,
and they
got
to take him into town sometimes.
Mushrooms.
That's why you were able to see a few of the city things like that. Like, I don't know, but that's then his parents being taken away in a ship. Like, that was just Courage being adopted by Mariel. Like, he had to leave his
mushrooms
family.
Mushrooms or DMT, watching this cartoon, you would fucking
that makes
mind.
Sense.
Yeah, so much shit on Cartoon Network. If you did that and watched it, oh my god.
But that's the theory that I believe in Courage. Dude, a scary cartoon you want to watch while you're on anything? Like, when I first started smoking weed, I decided to give, like, Invader Zim a try, and, like, I still haven't gone back to the show. I was like, holy shit.
I never
holy
watched that
shit,
one either.
Holy shit, that's a scary show when you're not sober. At least it is to me. But when I watched it normal, I was like, it's just a normal cartoon, but, man, when I first started smoking weed and I was watching that show, that, like, different perspective of that show. It's very scary. Bobby doesn't like Invader Zim, though, so. I don't watch it.
I don't think I've ever, it's not that I don't like it, I just probably never watched it.
Invader Zim?
Yeah.
That's more of, like, I guess if you had to call the kids in your school, like, emo. That's kind of their kind of cartoons, but I guess I was like a closet kind of person like that because I watched Invader Zim like just like it was on Nickelodeon with all the other cartoons. I just – and like Nightmare Before Christmas and shit. Like I liked that before it was cool. So I don't know. I just kind of kept to myself about it, but that's why – or how I know it. Just through basic cartoon watching. Like it was just on with SpongeBob and everything else. I'm pretty sure Invader Zim's Nickelodeon.
Amanda was an emo kid. She's a scene kid.
I was a metal.
Yeah, scene kid. There we go.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was a rocker chick. Like, I was a rocker chick. I wore a Rammstein shirt. So this is Metallica. Like, that's the kind of girl I was in school. But I was watching Invader Zim at home and shit like that. I just didn't associate with looking like that, I guess.
All right. We've reached the
point.
But anyway,
Courage, yeah.
Yeah. So we've reached the point of the countdown where we're at number one. Now, I'm actually going to say, like, even though I'm the one that technically made the ballot, the fact that this particular cartoon made it to number one, I don't agree with, because I think there's more underrated cartoons out there, and there's definitely more underrated cartoons that didn't make the list that should have, because I think this one's too popular. But here is number one.
1,000 years ago, superstition and the sword ruled. It was a time of darkness. It was a world of fear. It was the age of gargoyles. Stone by day, warriors by night. We were betrayed by the humans we had sworn to protect, frozen in stone by a magic spell for 1,000 years.
All right, number one is Gargoyles. I do like the show, but I don't think it's the number one most underrated. Chance, I'll start with
you. I agree with you, Doug.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's underrated. I think it's pretty successful. It went on for quite a few seasons, didn't it? That's some pretty good toy merchandise stuff.
It went about 3 seasons. By the way, it's back now as a comic book.
Yeah, well, it's back as a show, too, or it's going to be a show, right?
Yeah.
From
I think so.
Key and Peele, mm-hmm. One of them.
Oh, that's cool.
They're doing something. I heard there was a live-action film, too, but, like, I haven't heard anything on that, so I don't think they're going to do it. They're going to do something for Disney Plus, though.
See, that's why I'm confused about why this show made the list, is because, like, in November or December, when they released the Gargoyles comic book series, I've never seen a comic book fly off a fucking comic store shelf so fast.
Right.
Really?
Oh, dude, when that Gargoyles comic strip came, those issues came out earlier this past year or late 2022, they sold the fuck out. They were sold out months before the fucking book even came out.
That's right. I didn't even know that came out.
Yeah, that comic series blew up. That's why I was surprised like this cartoon even made it, because like if that many people bought those comic books, like those are just comic book readers. All the people who don't read comics and watch that cartoon.
Yeah, there's still demand for it for sure.
Yeah, and NECA is producing Gargoyles figures. I think I don't know if all of them have come out yet, but. Chance, Amanda, do you have any of those?
I'm not sure on that. I don't, actually. I don't really do the NECA thing. Not very often. So, no, I've seen a whole bunch of them, but I don't have any. Just the OG carded ones.
I'm checking the stash. Somebody will have
them. Yeah. Somebody in the stash has them.
Yeah. I know. I have one of them. I have, I think it's Thylog or whatever his name was.
I'm not sure. I can't remember all of their names offhand. I just remember Goliath, Brooklyn, Santa Marty, like drawing the blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Brooklyn, Lexington, Broadway, Hudson. Yeah.
I have a few of the original figures too. Like I have Lexington, I have Xanatos, and I think I have another one too. I can't remember.
I remember having his like wing suit one that you could get. I was like that.
Oh,
those
the
are my favorites. Yeah.
Those actually are still popular. Like you still see, you know, people, you know, in the different toy groups, including you know, your guys' groups, you know, that have them or whatever, but like when they're trying to sell them, they're charging them like $60-$75 for them. So that means it's like
they got the vintage ones
for the OG one, for the OG ones. Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
They should be around $20-$30.
There's a couple of the main characters.
But yeah, there has been a resurgence of like popularity with those, probably because of the NECA line.
Yeah.
Hey, Dougie.
Happen, but...
What up, Bobby?
I have a question.
Sure.
Can I give an honorable mention when we're done with the number one?
I need one too.
Yeah, no, you guys, we can definitely do honorable mentions. Because I have a couple of them myself that I have to give an honorable mention to, or else I'm going to get yelled at again. Karen, did you, do you know anything about the Gargoyles cartoon?
I never even heard of it.
Okay.
No, so I can't help you there.
That's all right. I know a lot of these cartoons were just like, you know, a lot of these cartoons on the list. It's almost like, I know people, you know, they said to me, they're like, oh, you know, why did you pick these? Or we haven't even, and it's like, I didn't pick, yes, I kind of picked them to put them on the list, but I was getting them from other lists that I saw online. But
we forgive you. We forgive you.
Well, I appreciate that.
no
but,
problem.
Amanda, did you
watch
Gargoyles?
No, they were pretty.
Did you watch Gargoyles?
So I had a lot of hand-me-down toys as a kid. I played with all my brother's toys, but I didn't really watch the show very much as a kid. But I had most of the toys.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Tony. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, older brothers hadn't had the toys.
That's why I had like 80 toys. Cause I had them.
All the good hand-me-downs.
Yeah. It was actually funny. I was shopping around for these. My mom babysits for one of my brother's friend's kids. And when I went to visit her a few months ago, like I was looking around to buy, action figures for the 6-year-old boy. And I'm like, and I looked around to see if anybody had gargoyles. And my mom said to me, she goes, I don't want him to have gargoyles. Those are too scary. And it's like, Mom, they're like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like, it's fine. But it's just like, so we had
gonna,
to stick to
you're going to corrupt him.
Yeah. It's just like, you're going to corrupt
okay.
him. And it's like, Mom, he's going to be a devil worshiper when he grows up anyway. I ended up just buying them like Ninja Turtle figures because they're like, she's like, that's the safest toys to buy them. And it's just like, yeah, whatever. But
it's still badass. You got to give your mom that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can see where like some people be like, oh, gargoyles, you know, might be scary because it was one of those cartoons that was rated like when they used to do the rating, you know, in the corner, it'd always be like, you know, Y7. So it's like, you know, kids under 7 shouldn't watch it. I mean, they didn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Nobody ever paid attention to those freaking things. Nope. So that's number one. Again, you know, we might not agree that it's number one because of how popular it was, and you know, being popular, you know, doesn't really make it underrated. But let's go around and talk about some honorable mentions. Bobby, since you brought that up, I'll let you start with an honorable mention.
All right, this cartoon was not in your top 10 list, and it also was not in the list of cartoons that you gave us of like the 65 cartoons.
Of course it wasn't.
To me, I think this is one of my favorite superhero cartoons of all time. I think it's extremely underrated. And that is the 2012 Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon where Spider-Man was voiced by Drake Bell.
Okay.
I remember that.
I vaguely remember it.
Absolutely fantastic fucking Spider-Man show, dude. Every single Marvel character was featured in at least one episode of the show, either hero or villain. And it took Spider-Man from the street level to a continental level to a galactic level. He faced everybody. And it showed classic fucking setups, like with the Sinister Six, multiple episodes with the Sinister Six, team-ups with Doctor Strange, like the one episode in that cartoon where Spider-Man teamed up with Doctor Strange and they had to fight Nightmare, start one of Doctor Strange's nemesis in the Nightmare Realm, and that was one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, was it like a really stylized art type
yes.
show for
yes.
that one, for the Ultimate? Okay, I think I remember that one.
It was almost animated.
It came out in 2012 and ended like in 2014 or 15. Like it was only out for like four seasons. I thought that was a very good cartoon. I thought of all the animated Spider-Man
yeah.
cartoons that we ever got, Ultimate Spider-Man was like at equal par with the 90s Spider-Man cartoon.
I think the Ultimate Spider-Man was the best Spider-Man cartoon out of all of them. Like, I'm a big Spider-Man fan, and I know the Green Goblin is one of his best enemies, but like, I never really gave him credit. But there is a like 4-part episode in the Spider-Man series where the Green Goblin is hopping from different universe to gather Spider-Man's blood. And it made me perceive the Green Goblin a different way. Like, he is very much a villain.
Green Goblin is Marvel's version of the Joker.
Yeah, for sure.
I love Spider-Man cartoon.
For sure, Tales from the Crypt Keeper.
I thought you were going to say Taylor Swift.
No, Tales from the Crypt Keeper would have to be my honorable mention. Yeah, it was the cartoon version of Tales from the Crypt. And
oh,
the first season especially was really scary. to the point where, like, they made him redraw it and make it a lot more toony and shit on the second, third, fourth season. But I used to love that show, and I don't hear enough people talk about it or give it love. It's got a toy line that went with it, too. Yeah. And it ran for a while.
It's on Amazon Prime, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's been on there. It's on a couple
I used to watch Tales from the Crypt.
Too.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, the
made
Ultimate Spider-Man show I mentioned is on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Now, right on. Yeah, they just put all the stuff on there.
But
Tales
from the Crypt Keeper. I don't think I ever watched Tales from the Crypt Keeper because Tales from the Crypt actually scared the shit out of me.
I loved it, man. Yeah, I love Tales from the Crypt, dude.
I mean, as a kid, it scared the shit out of me because that was, like, one of my dad's favorite shows. And, like, he would come in and just turn it on and like, it would scare the shit out of me. So I'd walk out of the room. I mean, I've watched it, like, since I, you know, got older. And, you know, it is a good show. I'll have to go back and watch Tales from the Crypt Keeper, just like I'll have to go back and watch that Spider-Man show, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Danielle, you got any honorable mentions?
Oh, man, from underrated shows or just shows that, like, okay, hold on.
Underrated.
Obviously, I'm on the same
page. Underrated shows
Oh, okay, so I don't know if it's underrated, but it's from, like, my time from when I was a little girl. They made a bunch of books about it, but I was truly and massively in love with the show called Madeline because I had the books.
Okay.
And I never heard any other. Yeah, see, as like an adult, people talk about Madeline, but when I was a kid, like no one talked about Madeline. So like I thought I was the only one that knew that cartoon and watched it and like read those books. But like
my
as an
little
adult,
sister and my mom had all the books.
Oh my god. Yeah, dude, so did I. My mom got me that as a Christmas present. She gave me the whole set of all of the books that they ever made. Yeah, and I was like, what is this? And then the cartoon came out. And I was like, this is that book I read. Little Paris.
Madeline in Paris. With the brave.
Yes, Madeline in Paris. I love
yes.
that cartoon.
I remember that one. Nikki watched that one.
That's so
yeah,
cool. I'm glad more and more people have watched it. Because like I said, when I was younger, like no one ever talked about that show. So, and I just, I don't know. I never started the conversation either, but I don't know.
It was on PBS at one point, wasn't it?
I honestly don't know. It was,
I think
it was because it was on the same channel that had that one show where that worm drove a red apple as a car, and I can't remember that show. But I remember that.
I thought it was on HBO, but maybe it's CBS.
What, Madeline?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, it is now, but where it originally was playing from.
I think it was on PBS, I think, because I think I've seen it on there.
I think it is on PBS, dude.
I think it was PBS, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it
they
was.
And Arthur was PBS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had so much
yeah, then, because Arthur played
yeah, like
around
Liberty
those,
Kids.
Those sure sequence.
Oh, Liberty Kids was on PBS? I never really saw it. I got a DVD copy of
I
it
remember
somewhere.
That show, too. Holy shit.
Do you remember that?
I just told you.
Oh, yeah, you did. Sorry. Leave me alone.
Amanda, do you have any honorable mentions you would like to, you know, mention?
I have two.
Okay.
So one is The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. I love that show.
Fucking fantastic show.
I love
yeah.
that show. Are you sure it's underrated?
I love both of them. And then my other one would be The Toxic Crusaders.
I watched an episode of that last week because there's a YouTube channel that does Saturday morning cartoons, and they had it on last Saturday.
Yeah, I just started watching that show. It's like Max Out, Saturday morning cartoon Max Out or something.
Yeah, Max Out.
I just started watching that channel.
Saturday morning cartoon Max Out and then Saturday morning serials.
Yeah, I watched both of those, too. I was like, damn, I need to start one of those pages, man.
Yeah, I was, I missed this morning's, streams of both, but that's because I was getting ready for this show, so I might watch it later. But, yeah, no, I watched the Toxic Crusaders last week, and I don't know if I actually ever watched it before, but watching it last week, I was just like, you know, this is actually pretty good.
Can I mention, like...
Yeah, it's not bad.
I guess a couple more, or are we going
around
the table?
Yeah.
I liked, when I was younger, the Jumanji cartoon, and I liked the Jackie Chan cartoon a lot.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
That's the anime
I liked.
I can't go any further anime than that, like Pokemon and the Jackie Chan shit. Like, that's the furthest in the anime art I can handle. But, and Dragon Ball Z. I guess that's just anime, so never mind. Exclude everything I just said. But the
Jackie Chan Adventures was on the ballot, Danielle.
I know, I seen it.
Was.
I believe I voted for it.
Yeah. So because
when I seen it on the ballot, I was like, holy shit, I was like 7 and 8 when that show was out. That, like, it brought up folders from my memory file that I have not opened up in a while. It was actually really cool to read your list. I've seen a lot of those television shows. And it's like,
yeah, there was
and it
a lot
took
of cool
me
stuff
back to like 5 years old that I didn't even know I could still remember. It was cool.
Karen, do you have any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I have a couple from my childhood that you guys probably never even heard of. And then I have one from, I think it would be my son's era. But the ones from my childhood were... Back in the day when Speed Racer and Astro Boy were popular, I used to watch Roger Randett, and I used to watch Captain America and the Mary Marvel Marching Society. That was way before they were even called the Avengers.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Aqua, you know, they had the Hulk and all that, but they were called the Mary Marvel Marching Society. And then
in
my son's era, I would like to mention, and it's not because of you, Doug, but the cartoon Doug.
Oh, yes. I love that show.
Doug. You remember
so,
Doug?
Was it that was actually, so
yes.
I didn't put it, I don't necessarily consider him underrated because of how popular he was. So he wasn't included.
Was that popular? Okay.
Yeah,
you don't consider Doug that. You consider Doug that popular, but fucking Ed, Ed, Eddie made the list.
Right. Look,
would Rocco's Modern Life be like considered underrated? Because I love that show.
Yeah,
pretty popular too.
Rocco was on the ballot.
Yeah,
I
know, and I wondered why. I was like, was I the only kid that was liking the show? Because I thought that was like the
show
people were.
Yeah,
I thought that was. On Nickelodeon,
yeah, I like
and other kids were watching.
All right. So, Eric, you pointed out the list. You pointed out the show that you thought it should be an honorable mention. Go ahead.
Biker Mice from Mars.
Oh yeah. Why does that sound familiar?
Never
I don't think I've seen that in a long time.
Yeah, by the way, it was on the ballot, but only 3 people voted for it.
Wow.
It was really underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just put that on the list.
Yeah, and it's actually another one of the shows that we're going to be talking about in our debut episode of the new show we have coming up next Saturday morning. Because we watched the pilot of that, too, and because it's on YouTube. And it's actually, I thought it was a really fun show. And by the way, the action figures on YouTube go for about like $95 to $100.
Wow.
So I don't know if any of those are going to pop up
mice, yeah.
Toys or the Toy Stash anytime soon, but
we have them every now and again, but not that often.
Yeah, we just had a carded one.
We had a knockoff one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a like Hong Kong or Argentina knockoff one, but
that's even cooler.
But yeah, they're pretty popular. They go pretty fast when they're up for sale.
Yeah. I am going to bring up one more honorable mention because I promised somebody at work that I would do this, but he mentioned Static, but a buddy of mine at work said Static Shock.
Yeah, Static Shock. That's a good one. There was a DC a kid who was like kind of like Electro sort of.
Yeah.
He would ride like a hoverboard, skateboard type thing or
yeah
something.
Something like that.
I think they made a live-action show of that recently. Something.
I believe they did.
Freakazoid was a good show, too.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
I said Freakazoid was a good show, too.
Oh, yeah.
He was on the ballot too. He got how much love the Freakazoid get on here? 7 people voted for him.
Wow, man!
I'm pretty sure he was on around the Animaniacs run and Thinking the Brain.
Yeah, that was all in that same block.
I loved Freakazoid. He was right up my alley.
But all right, so that's going to do it for our top 10 most underrated cartoons of all time countdown. Want to thank everybody for coming out and hanging out with us for the last, almost 2 hours.
Hell yeah, man. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
No problem.
Thank you for having us, Doug.
Of course. You guys are more than welcome to come on whenever we talk about stuff like this. Chance and Amanda, I'm going to let you guys, or either one of you, it doesn't matter which one, but where can we find you guys, plug your social medias, the Facebook groups, all that stuff. I'm horrible at doing plugs, so I'll just let you guys handle it.
All good, man. So really just Linktree is the quickest way to find us. We're on every social at the_toy_stash, except for the private Facebook group. You have to send an invite to join that or a request to join, and we'll get you approved on that. But we're on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, every single thing. And then also, too, on Instagram, make sure you follow Toxic Toys LLC. And also on Facebook, same thing, that's a private group. Just send a join request, and we will get you approved and get you in there and stuff.
All right, awesome. So make sure you do that. I happen to be a member of the group, it's definitely fun. And you guys do game nights every once in a while, right? Like on Saturday nights.
Oh yeah, so we do like different game nights where you can come and play like trivia nights or maybe like Cards Against Humanity or something, and then we send you toys and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Fun games, and free toys is always a good time.
Well, yeah, that's actually how the three of us met, because Amanda, you and I actually played Cards Against Humanity.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We tiptoed around some of those cards for sure.
How do you guys play Cards Against Humanity over the phone, like, or do you guys play it together?
It was on...
We did it live on Facebook.
How do you guys do that?
So I would just like go to make like a live, and then I'd send them an invite. They would come in, and so we'd have 3 different windows, and then we'd just hold the cards up.
Okay, and like one of you pulls the card that is supposed to be pulled, and then okay, I kind of see what's going on. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely. How
and
fun
trivia
you
games.
Totally play. We love it when we have like more people than me.
Yeah, we'll do trivia games.
All right, I'll message Dougie after this and I'll see what's up, because like I fucking love games.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Trivia and Cards Against Humanity, like I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, we would love to have you.
All right, cool.
It's definitely a fun time. You just gotta make sure like when you're playing Cards Against Humanity, you gotta make sure that you take the cards out of your deck that can get you. Removed from
Facebook.
We
don't want to get banned on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because when Amanda and I were playing that on Facebook, she messaged me right away. She's like, please take the cards out of your deck that would be considered offensive.
yes.
The whole game is considered offensive. How is that supposed to work?
Well, we had just like a pile of ones that were like, that's not ever going to get rid of the internet.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. You could say some stuff on Facebook, but once it gets to a level, you'll get blocked and banned, and we do it in the groups and stuff.
Yeah,
so we got to keep
like,
it.
It's a safe space here for everyone.
But
it's
you guys
fun,
could think about
sure.
doing it over Spotify. Like everybody can do like almost like a Skype or a Zoom call or Spotify. And like
we're actually
Spotify doesn't
yeah.
restrict right. anything. Right. Like that's why Joe Rogan goes to it.
Yeah, we're kind of working out logistics of how to do. Oh, sorry, logistics of how to do that on like a bigger scale. So we just downloaded software where we can have up to like 10 people play at once, and that's we feel like that's going to be like kind of like the next big step in direction where we're going with the game night.
Yeah, we can stream it
that's
from
cool.
to multiple places like Instagram and Facebook. And,
yeah,
is this like a popular thing? Are you guys doing good with it?
Yeah, it's pretty okay. I think we collectively
cool.
we've got about 50-something thousand.
Yeah.
Members, followers, collectively
cool.
across the platforms.
Yes.
What kind of room next?
50,000. Oh yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
yeah, I'll message Doug after, and I'll get your guys' information and I'll send you an request.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so. But yeah, so make sure you follow the Toy Stash and Toxic Toys, or join the Facebook groups. Listen to us 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time Friday nights for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, and of course Saturdays 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Unscripted Unlimited. All here on BlogTalkRadio.com/EverythingUnscripted. Of course, next week Eric and I will be coming to you with Unscripted Saturday Mornings, where we watch Saturday morning episodes of Saturday morning cartoons, or doesn't have to be actually Saturday morning cartoons, but cartoons. And then we talk about the episodes that we watch. So that's going to be a once a month thing that premieres next Saturday. And then of course, catch Daniel and Mindy tomorrow. Not sure what time yet, but catch them for the Stabcast, their horror movie podcast show. Of course, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. We're going to be running out of time here soon, so I'm going to let everybody go. Thank you again, everybody, for being a part of this episode. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
always,
you,
Dougie. No problem, man.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. And we will talk to everybody soon. And let me just – oh, here we go.
All right. Okay. You all take care.
Later,
take
guys.
Where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help.